Now, herewith from our own correspondent is Kate Adey.
Good morning. A battle is still going on for control of the Libyan coastal town of Sirte. It's one of the last remaining places where fighters loyal to the ousted leader, Colonel Gaddafi, are still holding out. Libya's acting Prime Minister, Mahmoud Jibril, says the battle for Sirte will have to be won before a timetable for elections can be announced. Already there's speculation about who might be part of the new government, which will lead the country away from the Gaddafi era. Alan Little says there are many voices demanding to be heard in the new Libya.
Hello, sir. Where are you from? The question comes at you everywhere in Tripoli these days. I am from Britain. Then welcome, welcome, welcome to Libya. The exchange is simple and warm. It is an almost magical time in Tripoli, a moment of immense expectation and great promise. I'd been here 6 months earlier and witnessed a curiously telling and darkly comic incident in the now notorious Hotel Rixos, where the regime housed foreign journalists. Shortly after the NATO bombing campaign began in March, an angry crowd of young men came into the hotel carrying green flags and portraits of Gaddafi. Some of them were armed. It was early morning and we were at breakfast. The demonstrators rampaged through the restaurant, bellowing their support for Muammar, God and Libya. There was a menacing, aggressive edge to it. The breakfasting journalists were bemused and unsettled, but the restaurant staff, you could see, were confronted with a dilemma: to carry on serving omelettes or to join in with the angry denunciation of the enemies of Gaddafi. One by one, they raised their fists in the air and started, half-heartedly, to chant for Muammar, God and Libya. They were, I suppose, too afraid not to. The omelettes would have to wait. Now that atmosphere of paranoia has lifted. Hello, sir. Where are you from? I'm from Britain. Then you are welcome. Welcome to Libya. This time the speaker turns out to be an orthopaedic surgeon who trained in the Serbian capital, Belgrade, and lived, as I did, through the violent breakup of Yugoslavia. We're speaking to each other in Serbo-Croat, each of us marvelling a little and taking delight in this unexpected, slightly bizarre connection between us. But it is a time of shifting and unexpected new relationships. One of the most powerful figures in the land now is Abdul Hakim Belhaj, who led the liberation of Tripoli and whose fighters now man checkpoints all over the Libyan capital. I went to see his deputy, Sheikh Khaled Sharif. This is a man who left Libya for Afghanistan to fight the Soviet occupation. He joined the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, an organization long viewed with suspicion by Western intelligence agencies because of its close links to Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden. He is a short, greying, slightly portly man with a quiet, scholarly air to him. He speaks softly and courteously. Like many devout Muslim men here, he shakes my hand, but not that of my producer, because she's a woman. I ask him about his past. Yes, we knew Osama bin Laden. We lived there with him. But we did not support 9/11. We told him it was a mistake to open up this front against the West when our real enemies were dictators in our own Arab countries. Sheikh Khaled, even so, was seized by the Americans shortly after the invasion of Afghanistan in 2001 and held for 2 years at Bagram Air Base. He was tortured, he says, subjected to repeated sleep deprivation. For a year they played loud rock music day and night. But, he adds, they investigated me and I believe they know very well that we Libyans had nothing to do with 9/11. In 2003 the Americans handed him back, rendered him, in the parlance of the War on Terror, to Libya, where he disappeared for 5 more years into Gaddafi's jails. The Libyan Islamic Fighting Group in the past denounced those who sought democratic dialogue. Jihad was the only way to ensure the victory of Islam, they believed. That was their position. He shakes his head. The Islamic Fighting Group no longer exists, he says. We have chosen dialogue with those Libyans who do not agree with us. We will play our part in the system that will emerge here. The Libyan people can now choose the kind of government they want. We will make our case along with all the others. I ask him about America, the great enemy of the global jihad. Every Libyan is grateful for what America and the NATO allies did here, he says. The change, if we take it at face value, is extraordinary. The Islamists have come in from the cold. They are, or at least they say they are, embracing pluralism, the rule of law, dialogue, and a new relationship with the West.